Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by George Wares as we wrap up the Central College softball season that ended a couple of weeks ago in their 33rd NCAA postseason tournament. Coach, you've had a little bit of time to kind of decompress from this season. I know you're already spinning ahead, looking and working hard towards next season, but just kind of big picture your thoughts on this 2025 spring season.
Well, it's like always, you know, when it's first over, you're down, obviously, because you lost, and also you know, that's it for a significant group of people, you know, when you consider who we're losing off the last year's team, and then when you see that, you know, you could still be playing, right? I mean, this is the national tournament time, and that's the goal, is to be playing in June. But when you reflect on it, you know, considering everything else, you know, we've talked a lot about the injuries, and obviously what they were is what they were. That's real. That's not an excuse. It hit us, and I think our players overall handle it really well. So I think being able to do enough to get into the tournament, you know, being able to, you know, beat Simpson after they beat us twice, which maybe was the game that solidified our chances to get to the NCAA if we weren't in already. You know, and then, you know, not doing as much as we wanted, but continuing that streak, I think that meant a lot to our players that are graduating to say, hey, you know, we've turned it around, and now it's something that Central expects to do every year to get into the NCAA regional tournament.
And you know, one of the things that I started talking about towards the end of this season is just the wave of talent that you've now lost over the last 2 years. Last year losing a fifth-year class and a senior class. This year losing a senior class and three juniors that are graduating early. You've essentially lost four classes or most of four classes over 2 years. And as you talk about trying to get the young players to understand what it's like to get into the postseason and to feel that, to me, that makes this year's, you know, maybe not run into the tournament, but appearance in the tournament all that more important.
For sure. And, you know, you look at Hannah Higgins and Riley Duncan, you know, among others, but, you know, they can say a lot to any new players that we have coming in. This is what it takes. This is what we have to do. And they can speak from kind of a down year because we didn't win a game in the regional tournament to a really good year where we won a game in the super regional tournament. I think that's important. You know, you can't just, you know, like we talked about with the COVID situation, we were speaking a language that our players at that time didn't understand because they'd never done it. And that's not true now. So, and what you alluded to about, you know, the number of graduates, we're always going to have a high number of seniors because most people stay in our program. You know, we don't lose a lot, transfer or decide not to play. And then the junior thing is going to become more of a reality. You know, we've accepted that, you know, all schools like Central are taking more credits in. And so you're going to see people that have an avenue to get out of here early or wherever they're going. And it's hard to talk them out of that because it's a little bit like talking a fifth year to come back. Yeah. You know, it's a money thing. And if they can go on and, you know, we don't want it to happen. We wish all three of those, you know, Carlin, Mariah, and Emma Beck were coming back, but we understand it. So it's something you have to kind of prepare for. But, you know, with the COVID situation and the number of people that graduated this year and are leaving, it's a situation where a lot of programs would really struggle with that because, you know, you're starting anew with a lot of different faces. We may struggle with it. You know, it's not finalized yet, but we feel solid about the ones that are already coming in. And we're talking to other people that aren't here yet that we hope by the time we talk next week, they are here. And so it's kind of fun, too, you know, because you got to look at the pieces that you've got that you're certain about, the pieces that you've got that you're certain about are coming, and then the ones you're still trying to fix into the mix. And a lot of people hate the portal. They hate all that. And I actually kind of love it because it's kind of fun to try to put the pieces together. And it gives you a chance to do that where in the past you probably weren't as able to do that.
We're talking with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, recapping the 2025 season, a 26-win year for the Dutch, and a 33rd NCAA postseason tournament appearance that was capped with two All-Americans that we found out at the national banquet here recently at Illinois Wesleyan. Haley Bach, a two-time All-American, was a third-teamer at shortstop, and then a local kid, Riley Duncan, a second-team All-American at catcher. Just talk about what those two, Haley to the program in her 4 years, and Riley as an up-and-comer here?
Well, I mean, what Haley has done in 4 years is remarkable. You know, they all talk about the Mount Rushmore. I don't know how many faces that even.
Four.
Four, okay. So, you know, we could probably add a few because I don't know if I want to limit it to four. So it's our own Mount Rushmore, so we can put as many faces as we want. But she would be one of those. I mean, she, you know, had a struggle her freshman year, which seems like so long ago, but she really rebounded from it well, and she became one of the faces of this program. We'll continue to do that as an alumni. And, you know, what she did after the ACL injury is still probably not talked about enough, you know, for her to not just come out and try to play. You know, it's like people say, well, it's a gimmick, you know, you're putting it out there. No, she was really good, even without the ACL, both defensively and offensively. And for her to be able to be an All-American twice and do it at two different positions, albeit still the middle infield. And I think this one's even a little more special because a little harder at shortstop because it's a position that tends to be a little more loaded. Last year, remember, she was in that large selection second team. But being a third team All-American shortstop, you're saying that there are only two shortstops, you know, maybe an at-large, or maybe three shortstops better than you. That's saying quite a bit. Yeah. And with Duncan, she's kind of taken over where, you know, Bach left it off. I think she's the next Mount Rushmore, possibly. And, you know, just you watch her play. I mean, there's never a playoff. I mean, she plays with energy. You know, and that's what I think attracts people. And I think sometimes her skill level gets kind of not talked about enough because she plays with such an enthusiasm that you look at that more than you do what she actually accomplishes. And, you know, to make it as a catcher, as a sophomore, when her offense, they were good. I mean, like 388, 366, whatever they were. But she didn't have the home run. She didn't have a ton of RBI. But people couldn't run her at the end. I mean, she literally was able to stop other teams' running games. So that's how valuable she is. And her ability to handle our pitchers and, you know, get out and make routine plays on difficult bump plays. So we're fortunate that we had Haley for 4 years, and we wish her well. And, you know, her surgery went well. For those that, you know, don't know yet, she had the ACL surgery, so we wish her a good recovery. And, you know, she's in that alumni group now, so let her chat with those people, and we'll see if we can get Duncan another situation where we have back-to-back All-Americans.
Well, last one, Coach. And I know we talked about all the players that we've lost. It is going to be one way or another a very different team that we see on the field when we're talking, you know, 10 months from now or whatever. But what is this summer like and the fall like as you try to put the best team on the field next spring?
Well, the first thing, you know, we met obviously with all the returners, and we're very excited about some of our returners. We think some that played a lot are going to get better. We think some that had minimal time on the field will have a chance to get on the field. And we think some, you know, that were pinch runners that we think can grow into something else and have more of an impact. That being said, you know, then the next tier we look at is the ones that we have coming in. And we think, you know, maybe four or five of those can give us something right away. And those numbers still don't add up. So, you know, we're not done. And even if we get some pieces that we think we're going to get by the time the fall gets here, we're not going to quit looking for pieces. And I think the world of athletics has become that. You know, you just always look for names. You always listen. And, you know, the challenge of that when you have more transfers, which we're going to have, not just new freshmen coming, but more transfers coming in this fall, is the whole chemistry that we talked about, the culture that we talked about. But we feel we're very equipped as a staff to do that. You know, we can quickly get them to understand our long-term goal is to be nationally competitive and how they can help us do that. And I think that goes back to the Higgins and the Duncan and some of the other returners. They can get those new players, be freshmen or transfers, to kind of understand this is what we got to do to have a chance to go further than we went last year and maybe even go further than we went 2 years ago.
Coach, thanks for your time. As always, congratulations on another successful season and enjoy the grind this summer. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Trevor.
That's George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team. And I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.